welcome everybody to Rearview Terror, the story of five traveling monster hunters told through the role-playing game Monster of the Week. My name is Bobby, and I'll be your keeper. That means I set the scenes, play any side characters, and I am the monsters. But the heroes of our story will be played by my five good friends here. Each has chosen a hunter archetype called a playbook, which gives them special moves that can change the course of the story.
My name's Ian. I'm going to be playing Leon Doc Murdoch. The playbook I'm going to be using is The Outcast, which is a custom version of The Spooky.
Hi, my name's Carl. I will be playing Gregory Gutta. The playbook I will be using is The Divine, which should help us to defeat all the unique baddies you run into.
Hell yeah.
Hi, yeah. My name is Kevin. I will be playing Luca Bellevue, and the playbook I'll be using is The Hex.
Hey, everybody. My name is Casey. The hunter I will be playing is John Tiger Smith, and the playbook I am playing is The Flake.
Do you prefer John or Tiger?
Let's go with Tiger.
Cool.
Hello, I'm Dan. I will be playing Tobias Miller. You can all call me Toby. And a fun fact about me is I will be playing the Searcher, slightly modified to add a medic ability.
A little more Boy Scouty.
Exactly.
All right. As we join your hunters, you guys are turning off into Hurstbourne, Kentucky. Your ride is an old grimy bus sporting logos for a place called Sunny Ridge Campground. And looking past all the smiling yellow suns, you'll actually notice the rear of the bus is covered in scorch marks. But that's a story for another time. Today, you've been brought together by an anonymous ad on a Help Wanted website. The client is paying you handsomely to put to rest whatever lurks inside the old Halverson house. You pull up to it now, a Victorian-style estate at the end of Bluebell Road. The windows are all barred up. The cypress trees lining either side of the house are weighed down by heavy Christmas lights, and the trees are actually bowing into the house itself. And the front lawn is covered with a mix of abstract statues and heaps of junk. And actually, no, this is a terrible way to start a podcast, but I've provided a map for you guys if you want to reference it.
Oh, I'll reference it.
I thought this was YouTube for a second. Link in the description below, but I don't know
All right, so what do you guys do as you arrive at the Halverson house?
Let's see. I want to know who's driving this bus.
Oh, that's a good question. So I think that you guys had agreed that Greg is your designated driver in most situations. Is that right?
Yeah, I would agree to that. And some of our hunters may have bit sordid or mysterious histories. So it's probably known that if you're ever pulled over, he's not the driver in that case.
Okay, legally you're not the driver.
Yeah, so he would be the driver. He's pulling into the drive of the house, and the gaunt old man steps out of the bus and begins doing a series of stretches and exercises.
I guess I'll be maybe checking the ad on my phone just to make sure, like, see if there are any, like, telling details about what to expect here.
Yeah, so the ad doesn't go into a whole lot of detail about what's going on, but it says that there is an entity that needs to be dealt with.
That's sufficiently vague and scary.
Lucas stepping out of the van, just kind of taking in the surroundings, like looking around what's around the house, kind of investigating the house itself and taking a look at, you know, the front door.
So as Luca peeks around the exterior, you feel like you hear something coming from the side of the house. Sort of like a rustling in some bushes.
Hey, guys? Guys, there's something over here. I hear something.
Yo, what's up? I'll jump off the steps of the bus and, like, jog over to where Luca's standing.
Hey, Doc. Hey, man. Yeah, dude, I hear something kind of over in these bushes. I'm just looking around. Do you want to go check it out?
Yeah, sure. Hey, guys, we'll be right back.
So the two of you go around the corner of the house. You pass a few more of those like weird abstract statues on your way there. A lot of them are sort of humanoid in appearance, but only vaguely. But when you get to the corner here and you peek around, you see that the rustling is actually coming from a person. It's like a, looks like a middle-aged woman. She's wearing nice-ish clothes. And she seems to be trying to get a peek inside the window, which is barred up.
Has she noticed us?
She is not.
Okay. Dude, are you seeing what I'm seeing? There's a lady over there.
Shit, dude. Yeah.
I mean, from what she's doing, I really doubt she lives here.
No, no way. She's peeking in,
she's
man.
One step ahead of us. Maybe we should just recruit her.
I don't know. I feel like we should just watch her.
I mean, that's creepy, but I agree.
Oh, Jesus, you scared the shit out of me. Didn't see you guys there.
Fuck!
We're not doing any showings yet. I'm so sorry.
Oh, are you the realtor, then?
Well, I'm trying to be. And she brushes herself off, and she walks up to you and says, hello, my name is April.
Sorry, yeah, we're not here for a showing. Heard there's something odd going on inside the house and thought we might be able to help.
Oh, well, that's the understatement of the century. Yeah, there's certainly some weird stuff going on in there. Say, are you boys with the other one?
Excuse me?
The man, the other gentleman with the paranormal newspaper?
Oh, no affiliation.
Oh, just getting everyone out of the woodworks today. Well, this is the Halverson house, if you aren't aware. There's a very nice elderly couple who used to live here. They were quite collectors of many things, as I'm sure you can see. Unfortunately, they up and disappeared about a year ago. No one ever saw any trace of them after that.
Wait, so, like, they didn't just, like, leave... They were never seen?
Of course, we suspect the worst. The gentlemen, they were actually siblings. The brother, he was very ill. I kind of suspect he may have passed somewhere in the house, but there's just no way of knowing for sure.
Doc, this is weird as shit, man.
April, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on inside the house?
I mean, I don't want to sound like a lunatic, but... I want to say it's a ghost. It's, I swear I saw it out of the corner of my eye last night. I was trying to clean stuff up in there, and it's kind of a fool's errand. There's just so much of it. But there was something tall and dark that snuck up behind me and almost grabbed me. I managed to get out of the house just by the skin of my teeth.
It gave you bad vibes, I take it?
Very bad. You know, I've had my fair share of haunted houses, but nothing like this.
How long has it been on the market?
Well, State finally decided to take it under their ownership about 6 months ago, but I've only been working it maybe a month.
No takers, I assume.
No, we're going to have to put in a lot of work if we want this thing to be sellable. You'll see once you get inside.
Suppose so. Are you sticking around or are you taking off?
Oh yeah, I figured I'd tend to some of the overgrowth out here.
Okay, well, yeah, don't mind us. We'll just be poking around.
Sure, help yourselves. If you're here to get rid of that thing, then I welcome you.
Is there any place inside that's locked or that you don't have access to that we should know about?
Yeah, there's at least one room that's just plain old locked, but there's another one that's going to be pretty hard to get to. A bit of a collapse, you see.
Oh, okay. Like structural damage?
You could say that. Best you see it for yourself.
Thanks for the info.
Yeah, and do me a favor. Make sure that gentleman is all right in there. It's been a while. Toby, Greg, and Tiger, what are you guys doing as you hang back?
You know, as this conversation's happening, I think I'll hear a little bit outside of my my fuzzy Walkman headphones, and I will press pause on my Pretty Hate Machine Nine Inch Nails tape and remove that and exit the bus and then kind of walk out and see what's going on. I will see Doc and say, hey, what's going on here?
Hey, Tiger, we just connected with the realtor. She's just doing some yard work. But she let us know about what's been going on inside and who owned the place and, you know, the details.
Toby will be stepping out of the vehicle as well. And actually kind of wanted to do some like kind of preliminary, just looking around the outside of the house. See if any, you know, if there are any weird tracks or anything or something that seems maybe out of place.
Why don't you go ahead and roll a move for me? I want you to roll for read a bad situation.
Okay, and that is plus sharp.
Yeah, so the way that this move works is you roll 2d6 and you're going to add your sharp modifier.
So I roll, oh, and that's a good roll. So 5 and 6 is an 11 plus my sharp of 2.
Anything 10 or more means you get to hold 3 questions. So if you want to refer to that list of questions.
Well done, by the way.
Yeah, great first roll.
I really put, you know, a lot of skill into that dice roll.
Sure did.
And just for the listeners to run through real quick, some of my questions are, what's my best way in? What's my best way out? Are there any dangers we haven't noticed? What's the biggest threat? What's most vulnerable to me? What's the best way to protect the victims?
And remember, you don't have to use all 3 right now. You can save some for later if it's more advantageous to do so.
This is true.
Right. So I think for right now, I'm going to do what's the biggest threat and might as well do what's my best way in.
The best way in, you're surveying the outside of the house and you try the front door, of course, the most obvious way in. And it seems to be unhindered. It seems to be the best way in as far as you can tell.
Awesome.
But as you're checking it out, you do notice that around the entrance and around the side of the perimeter as well, there are these smooth and heavy footprints that don't look like something that a human would leave. They're just very deep and unlike any shoe that you would see. They're completely smooth.
I'll alert everybody else to said footprints. And it doesn't seem like anything I would have seen before in my scouring of online forums. And
yeah, nothing that you identify immediately.
Okay, I'll walk up and, you know, as he calls people over to check out these footprints, Tiger will be like, yeah, I might have seen something like this before. Like, let me take a look. And I put on my old 90s headphones and start tuning my Walkman as it's on the radio setting. And I'm going to try and use my illuminated ability.
Nice. Okay. So you are tuning into the frequency.
I am tuning into the frequency to see what the secret masters have to tell me about these tracks.
Perfect. All right. Go ahead and roll your plus weird.
All right, so that is a 6 plus 1 is 7 plus 3 is 10.
Perfect. So when you tune in and you get a 10 plus, the people speaking to you through these headphones will reveal a key fact, clue, or technique that will help you. So actually, how do you envision this sounding as you're tuning into the frequency?
Well, this is going to be a little niche, but for any of my Persona 4 fans out there,
oh, for sure.
Kind of like, woo! Tuning into the Midnight Channel. It's kind of like a, oh man, how do you even describe it? It's like radio static kind of zipping out into a sort of a calm space where the frequency kind of stops being so staticky and it goes whoop whoop, and I get the answer kind of like clicks in my brain as opposed to someone like actively like saying something to me.
Okay, so the static settles and in this stark silence you hear, the symbols are always at the top. You have to look for the symbols at the top, the highest point.
The symbols are at the top, the highest point. I lean back, you know, I kind of look up to the sky as I'm listening to my Walkman.
You look up at the sky and, you know, it's sunset. It's a pretty orange sky, but nothing immediately draws your attention.
Look to the highest point. I wonder if we have to get to a higher floor, maybe the attic in the building here to see the truth behind these footprints.
Man, I don't know where you get this stuff, but I like it.
If anyone else wants to come to the attic with me, feel free, and I'll start sauntering towards the door.
Gregory stops his flowing movements in the lawn and follows Tiger at this, nodding to himself, and he says, "Groovy."
Yes.
Luca's going to wait for absolutely everybody to start moving in that direction before he joins the group.
Real quick, before I jump in this conga line to the attic, I'm just going to like take one last look at the realtor, April, and if I'm able, I want to try and read her thoughts without being intrusive, like without letting her know I'm doing so.
Okay. And that is a move that you have,
yep,
right?
My move commune allows me to read people's thoughts and put words in their minds. Although in this case, I'm not doing the latter, just the former. I just want to know if there's more that she's not telling us, essentially.
I think that if you're trying to get information, I will have you roll investigate a mystery.
Nice. So it's 10.
Which means that you get to hold 2, which you can select from that list of questions for investigating a mystery.
Nice. And just for reference, those questions are: what happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can hurt it? Where did it go? What was it going to do? And what is being concealed here? Okay, I'm going to go with what happened here right off the bat.
Okay, so you commune and listen in on April's thoughts, and you get this vision of what she experienced last night, which was what she was describing to you. And you see her in this house, which is very cluttered and cramped, and she's trying to make her way down a narrow passage. And as she's doing so, she turns her head slightly, and you see just this probably 7-foot tall shadow to her left that is slowly but steadily making its way in her direction.
Any distinguishing features, or is it just sort of ephemeral?
You manage to catch just the slightest hint of light hitting something shiny and metallic that is on this creature's forehead.
Interesting.
But that's about the only detail that you see before April just turns tail and gets the hell out of there.
That in mind, I'll rejoin the others and follow up to the attic.
All right, so you guys, as you head into the house, you open the front door as Toby has cleared for you guys. It's all good. The entryway has these stairs that lead up and down, and it also has a straight path ahead into the first floor. And this is undoubtedly a big house, but you're amazed by how tight it is. Like Doc saw in his vision, there is just stuff piled up against every single wall. There are stacks of books, there are pallets of non-perishables, towers of unopened packages. The place is just full, and there's just a narrow path between any given destination.
I'm guessing there might have been some hoarding going on here.
Oh, yeah. And you do have sort of a path to the upstairs. You can make your way around some boxes, but as you guys are making your way up, you start to hear this banging, this loud banging coming from the first floor.
Tiger immediately moves his hand instinctively towards his hip, where his revolver, Dr. Slumber, resides. God bless the Second Amendment.
The touch of cold steel comforts you.
See you at the Capitol.
Should we check that out or should we keep going?
That seems pretty conspicuous. Does the banging get any louder? Does it continue?
It dies down a bit after you first hear it, and then it starts up again. Bang, bang, bang.
Like, we probably can't ignore
it. Yeah, it's just a question of when we deal with it, not if.
I don't know, man. Tiger's good at ignoring stuff.
Is it clear about where it's coming from on the first floor?
Referring to the map, it looks like it's coming from the first floor restroom, which is in sort of the left-hand side of the house.
And Bobby, did you say it's on the second floor or the first floor that we're hearing the noise?
First floor.
I guess I'll go listen at the bathroom door.
So as you squeeze your way over there, you find that what looks to be a recent collapse of just various crap has blocked the entrance. There is some very heavy-looking pallets of stuff that has topped over and it's just completely blocking the entrance.
It's possible that the paranormal newspaper fellow got trapped in here and is maybe stuck in the bathroom. It's also possible there could be a demon in there and that this is a trap. So,
hey.
Oh.
Hey, is that a human? Can you hear me?
Are you the researcher?
Journalist. I'm a paranormal journalist.
I mean, semantics.
Yeah, that's me. It's Ray. Good old Ray. You can trust me. Can you get me out of here?
Probably. Yeah, hold on a second, Ray. And I'll, like go over to the group and be like, so it's definitely a demon, right?
I will unleash Dr. Slumber from his holster and say, we're going to find out.
Oh, God.
So he's, like, trapped behind a barricaded
door. Yeah, yep, like a pile of stuff fell in front of the bathroom door and he has been trapped.
Gregory says, Journalist Ray, be freed if you should agree to leave this place until such evil has left it.
Yeah, I agree. Get me out of here.
So Gregory will, with unseemly power for his frame, smash open the door. I suppose I'll have to use my weird move, no limits.
Ooh, yeah.
Use my superhuman feet of strength and easily smash through the door.
Sure, let's do it.
Those crates of non-perishables don't know what's hitting them.
I don't have a bonus to weird, but I got a 2 and a 6, so I got to a 7. So I may sprain something, but I have to take a penalty, I think, for getting not a 10.
So you use this supernatural force to just blow this door wide open off its hinges. And as you do so, you feel a little something tweak in your back. And you feel like that's going to come bite your ass in a little bit.
Holy shit. That's one way to do it.
So mechanically, that will just be a -1 forward. So your next roll will take -1.
Okay.
Upon seeing the strength that Gregory displays, Toby sort of cocks his head to the side and like squints his eyes to get kind of a better look at Gregory, being like, wait a second.
Yeah, because Gregory's basically like an old man, right? Like an old hippie dude.
Yeah, a gaunt man of around the age of 60, his straw hair well into transition to white, and his thick Coke bottle lens glasses always seem to be reflecting the golden sunlight, but his clothing is a garish, comfortable set of clothing. He's usually got like the denim vest and some kind of t-shirt and frayed jeans, the hippie bangles, and a hippie headband with, if you look closely, you can see leaves poking out from under it. And he's got a well-kept beard and somewhat long hair. That's Gregory Gutta.
And as the smoke settles from the collapsed door, out from the bathroom peers this slightly husky, neck-bearded fellow who is wearing a long beige trench coat.
Oh, they always are.
How did you... Wow.
Yeah, we got a guy for that.
I'll say, thank you very much, fellow gentlemen. And he sort of lifts his stubby legs over the collapse pile and over to you guys. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Ray. I run a little website you may have heard of. It's called The Obscura Post. And immediately, Toby and Tiger, you guys recognize this because this is actually the website where you guys met first. It's a combination of paranormal news and also a bulletin board where delinquents like yourself can discuss all things paranormal.
Excellent. I'll definitely shoot a glance to Toby.
Yeah, do we happen to have a name for this guy? Like, you know, like Supreme Leader or anything ridiculous like that?
Webmaster.
Oh my god.
I do like the simple webmaster. That's good.
Toby will just be like, oh, you're the webmaster?
Yep,
no
that's
way.
That's me. Try not to expose my real name. I like to keep a low profile, if you don't mind. But it's always nice to meet fans.
Why haven't you answered my emails?
What was your username again?
TigerTigerTiger666.
Oh, right. Yeah, I will get to it as soon as I get home, believe me. Yeah, it's just been a hell of a week, you know?
And you take as long as you want with my emails. ETM777?
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing you.
I'm going to look over at Luca and Greg like, am I missing something?
Luca's literally just shaking his head looking at his feet. Like, what?
I'm just looking at this neckbeard up and down like, why did these two respect this dude so much?
Actually, I think Luca's gonna say to Doc, like under his breath, like, dorks.
As promised, the master of webs, please vacate the premises such until we can guarantee your safety here. For it would seem that there is a malign presence.
Can't leave you guys to do all the dirty work. You guys are monster hunters, I assume?
I mean, you said it, not us.
Yeah.
Just have the look about you.
Listen, Ray, before you go, did you experience anything here before you got trapped in said bathroom? And I'll gesture behind us.
I'll tell you what, I made sure that those things were stable before I entered the bathroom. There is no way those things fell on their own.
Okay, so you think
something is after
yeah,
me.
Yeah, something trapped you in there. Well, that's reasonable given the circumstances.
But you guys don't have any inkling of what this thing might be yet? I mean, I was kind of thinking spirit. Shows all the signs of spirit, but Miss Sinclair said that she saw, like, a solid figure.
I also saw some footprints that looked a little weird outside, so I wonder if it has some sort of physical form, you know? Oh my god, I just can't believe I'm here in this with the webmaster actually searching for a paranormal investigation. This is so cool.
Oh, please, kid. You're making me blush.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has got some sort of physical form if it's leaving footprints. And for what it's worth, I think it's got something on its head.
Something like, talking eyeballs? Are we talking horns?
It's like a small, shiny object, like maybe a gem or a piece of metal or something.
Wait, hold the train. Did you actually see it?
No, I actually took a second to get the details from April. She recalled that when talking to me.
Oh, okay. I guess you refreshed your memory somehow.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Oh, good to know. That's a valuable skill, young man. Just for reference, this guy is probably about your age.
Okay, yeah. I mean, he's got that air of fake seniority about him, so it's fine.
Yes, Doc is the all speaker. Those who tread the path of light, fear not, for they are among the flow. And even in uncertainty, we may press forward. Greg tries to make his way to the attic. What's the next obstacle he would see in the way?
Dude, thanks, Ralph Waldo Emerson. That was beautiful.
Tiger nods understandably. He's like, yes, yes.
Ray is just like, is that guy all right?
Yeah, he's fine. Yep. He's just, he's getting up there. I'll sort of like mouth at him.
Yeah, so as Greg heads forward upstairs, find no resistance as you make your way up there. It is still very narrow, but you make your way up to the second floor, and you see that it opens up into five rooms, and then you do also notice that there is like a square hatch in the ceiling that you presume would lead to an attic.
Hey, I was the one that brought us this way. I'll try and get up in that hatch for sure. Tiger, making moves.
You pull down like this little handle and down folds this set of kind of rickety looking stairs.
I'll look up there. Is there any light coming in? Is the roof well maintained? What's going on?
Hard to tell. It's very dark. Sun is kind of starting to set also. So like the ambient light is dying down as well. But yeah, you can't really make out any details there. It smells musty.
I will take my jailbroken and VPN cell phone out and activate my my flashlight app that I downloaded from the Tor onion web.
Oh my god. And
you gotta be safe, man.
Gotta be safe. I mean, you know, you never know who might be watching, but I will turn on my flashlight and start to ascend the stairs. You can only get this on the dark web, man.
Ironically. Oh, God.
Shit. That was good.
All right. So, Tiger, are you going into the attic? You making moves?
Yeah, I'm going into the attic. All
right, I'm
going
to hang back, I think. Well, you press forward.
Toby is also going to go to the attic. And he's going to hum to himself, and you me, and then in Zoomer fashion, he's going to go, have you guys heard of Creed? This is so good.
Human Clay, good album, as I ascend the stairs.
So since Tiger is taking the lead, why don't we have you roll Read a Bad Situation this time?
All right. One and a six again. Interesting. Plus two, so that's 7, 8, 9.
So this lands between 7 and 9, which means that it's a mixed success, but that still means that you get to hold one question.
Great.
So as you're ascending these stairs, what question would you like to ask from that list?
Let's go with, what's the biggest threat?
As you are climbing up the stairs, you start to hear this shifting upstairs, and it's not like steps. It's not like something walking. It's like something sliding, and it's getting closer to that entryway.
What does your flashlight show you?
Yeah, what's my Tor web flashlight show me?
Your Tor web flashlight shows you that there is a box that's moving, and you don't really see anything moving it.
Boxes don't normally move. That's interesting. I am going to, you know, I'm going to put away Dr. Slumber. I'm going to slide out one of my throwing knives.
You fucking mall ninja.
I've got, yeah, I'm like, I'm Alex Jones mixed with Batman.
Oh, that's terrifying to think about.
And I'm going to say, you stop right there. You're getting a knife.
There is no response. It just keeps sliding. And in fact, at this point, the box gets to the very edge, and you get this big box labeled Christmas decorations dumped right on your head for 2 points of harm.
No, we're in Home Alone, and I'm the bad guy. All right, 2 points of harm. Dang. All right, well, yeah, let's go over the health. I've taken 2 points of harm. Everyone has 7, right?
That's right, yep. And if you dip below 3 points... So if you take 4 points or more, you start to become unstable, which means you might bleed and take further damage, but you're okay right now.
Well, damn. Immediately taking 2 points of harm, Tiger gonna stand his ground. Gonna be like, all right, you asked for it. I put away that throwing knife and I pull out Dr. Slumber and I make this thing sleep.
Okay.
This cardboard box?
Yes.
doing battle against the moving cardboard boxes. Sure enough, there's another one that's moving forward. This one says Easter.
Dude, no! Do you know how much fake grass is going to get all over you? So much.
I can't piss off Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny, bro.
So many plastic eggs.
Yeah, you hear them rustling.
Oh my god.
Are you going to put a bullet in these?
Hell yeah, I am. They just hurt me a lot.
All right, Earl, kick some ass.
What caliber do you have? Is it a 45, dude?
Yes, sir. This thing is loud. Kick some ass. That's a 3, and a 1 is 4 plus 0, so 4.
Oh, wow.
For all our listeners, that's not a good roll.
This brings us to one of the interesting things about Monster of the Week, which is when you fail, you get a point of experience. So make sure that you mark experience for Tiger.
I certainly will. I got experience, everyone.
So in this case, you do not make contact with the box. Your bullet goes wide. You hear... Actually, it's muffled by something up there. You hear like a soft thunk into the ceiling above you, but it does not impede the box as Easter comes tumbling down on you for a further 2 harm.
Oh no!
This one actually does it. It knocks you off the ladder completely.
And I am unstable, so I'm bleeding.
Yeah, you took a bad fall.
Fired my gun. Ate shit. Oh man. This is going well. Welcome to Monster of the Week, everybody.
And I think at this point, with 2 gunshots fired.
Just the one gunshot.
Actually.
All right, just the one. The one gunshot. Shot's been fired. That's all. I think I will probably come to join you.
I was standing at the base of the attic and just saw all this unfold, and I'm like... So you got taken out by last year's holiday decorations?
You shut up! Webmaster, help me! Help me, Webmaster!
Hey, what's going on up here? Is this active combat?
Ghost hunter business only. You can't be in here.
Journalist Ray, keep to your word. Leave before you're consumed by darkness.
All right, but I want all the deets when you guys are out of here, all right?
Oh, we'll give you the download, dude. Don't worry.
Yeah, man, just leave.
Meanwhile, Toby's like, we could use a little help up here. And he goes, he dips into his satchel to fetch his first aid and goes to try to help the bleeding from Tiger.
Sure. So, yeah, medic for Toby is a plus cool move.
Oh, no.
No! Tiger down! Tiger down!
That's going to be a 4 total.
Another miss?
Unless I want to use luck early. I want to make it clear to the viewers, Toby is 18 years of age, so like, if his luck runs out, he's just gonna, you know, lose so much time on this sweet, sweet earth.
Well, have we told the listeners about the luck system?
Every character gets 7 points of luck, which... allows you to automatically succeed a roll. It gives you the best possible result. And unfortunately, there's no way to get luck back. So when you use a luck point, it's gone forever. And when you use all 7, you're considered doomed, which means that you are going to have a bad time.
Yeah, we try to avoid that if possible. So you did an additional point of harm to him in your failure, yes?
Yeah, if I don't use a luck. 10 kills, Casey.
So as Toby is trying his best to get you bandaged up, he moves something wrong and suddenly you just feel this awful searing pain and you take an additional point.
I'm so sorry.
Toby, what the hell are you doing, man?
Okay, now we could really use some help up here.
Tiger, Toby, I got this. All right, this might sting, but I'm going to try some magic shit. Oh, shit. Oh, wait. Oh, I got plus 2. Okay. Whew. I got a 7.
Barely scraping by, yo.
Would you like to describe what this looks like?
Yeah. So basically, whenever Luca is using magic, he has to shut down completely. Like, he closes his eyes and really focuses on it. He's really trying to learn it. It's really early on in his stage of magic wielding. So I'm coming over and I'm see, you know, Tiger just is in pain. Like he's just at this point just agonizing and just I'm like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. And my adrenaline, my anxiety is racing. So I just have to close my eyes and push whatever I can for healing thoughts and healing magic over to Tiger. No white sparks, no Elsa flurries, just
disappointing.
Yeah, sorry.
You send this positive energy over to Tiger and he heals 3 harm, but you get this awful scar. Would you like to decide where it is, what it looks like?
Yeah, I think this infliction, this scar, I think is going to happen on basically like his left heart of his quad muscle, right? Like, so like I drop down onto one knee because of the pain that's going through my left quad.
Tiger's feeling a little better at least.
Are you no longer unstable at this point?
Once you get back above, do you stabilize once again?
You actually don't. So you are still considered unstable.
Okay.
You need a specific stabilizing move.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Okay. But yeah, I'm feeling better. That's great.
I will say the scar is in the shape of a candy cane.
That's great.
That's cute.
It's got like a little curve at the end and then a straight line. You know, it's just
nice.
That's pretty rad.
The rest of you, so Greg and Doc, what are you two doing?
Stairs are vacant, right? Is there any noise or anything from the attic since Tiger fell?
No noise from the attic. As you're looking around, though, you notice that there is a shadow from the other stairway that you just came from.
I'd kind of like to use one of my moves, Tune In. This is a move that uses Weird, and it allows me to attune my mind to a monster or minion. And I'd like to flavor it that I can try to connect with some sort of animal in the house and try to see what this thing has seen or experienced to try and glean some information about the shadow entity we're facing.
Go ahead and roll your plus weird.
It's a 7.
So that means you can hold one.
Nice.
So you get, there's a special list of questions for Tune In.
And just for reference, those are, where's the creature right now? What is it planning to do right now? Who is it going to attack next? Who does it regard as the biggest threat? And how can I attract its attention? I think I'll do where's the creature right now.
So you extend your mind and you find that there is actually a family of rats that's eating some spoiled meat in the pantry. And it twitches to attention and it begins looking around, leaves the room, goes into that main gallery on the first floor. And it can see that there is this hooded figure headed slowly up the stairs towards where you guys are.
Oh boy. Guys, I think we've got Ugly heading our way.